1320 WILS. Well, it is Memorial Day weekend, and the weather may not be perfect. We're going to have rain along the way. It might be a good time to get out and see a movie. Well, let's find out what's worth watching. Julie Fisk is with us. Movie critic Julie Fisk. Find her at juliesaysso.com. juliesaysso.com. Julie, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
And I want to start with what's in the theater now, because right now the only two movies I could seriously watch myself would be Alien Covenant or Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Which of those would you choose?
Well, personally, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is my favorite. I loved that one. It was a really solid follow-up in my mind. I've seen it twice. I actually had to see it back-to-back. I saw it on a Monday night and a Tuesday night. Loved it both times. Took my daughters. We were all just giddy by the time we walked out of the theater. So, yes, if you were a fan of the first Guardians, I definitely recommend the second one. I think it was almost funnier than the first. So, yes, you need to see Guardians Volume 2. As far as Alien Covenant goes, I did not enjoy it. I kind of hated it, if I'm being honest. I was really disappointed. I think Prometheus set us up for a really cool story involving another planet and the engineers, and then they just kind of dropped the ball and made another Alien movie. I'm one of the few film critics who was that disappointed. A lot of other critics were excited. They felt like it was reverential to the series and that Ridley Scott was doing great work again. Mm-hmm. So if you're an Alien fan, if you're happy anytime that monster turns up on screen, then yes, you will enjoy Covenant.
So more of an action movie than a sci-fi movie, it sounds like.
Well, it's just another Alien movie to me. It's like if Ripley would have shown up, you know, Sigourney Weaver had come running across the screen, I would not have been surprised. Oh. That's the part that disappointed me.
Julie Fisk with us. Find her at juliesaysso.com. Also, another one that's out there now, Snatched. Have you checked that out?
Yes, actually, Snatched. You're talking about the one, this is the one with Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn, correct?
Yeah. What did you think of that?
Okay, I enjoyed that one, but I am a mother, and I can respect the dynamic that's going on between Goldie Hawn, who plays the mother, and Amy Schumer, who plays the daughter. They're on this exotic vacation to Ecuador together, and of course, everything falls apart. They are hijacked, kidnapped, and they have to lean on each other to escape. Mm-hmm. The movie's ridiculous. It's so dumb. Any movie that has Amy Schumer karate chopping her way out of a bad situation, you know it's dumb. That said, I laughed like crazy. This is the type of movie that a glass of wine or two is definitely going to help along. Uh-huh. So if you have kind of a sassy mom who could appreciate a story like this, then yes, go see it with them. But again, it's Amy Schumer. Expect that type of humor. It is very raunchy.
It's rated R, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, big time.
For adults only. So, Julie, we've got movies coming out this weekend, of course, Memorial Day weekend. The big ones are what the Pirates of the Caribbean 5 and Baywatch. Let's start with Pirates. What do you? I mean, this is the last one, right?
They're saying it's the last one, and boy, Johnny Depp looks so tired in this movie. I really think if they tried to make a Pirate 6, they're just going to have to like prop him up or wheel him through on a gurney. He seems exhausted with this series, which is too bad because everything that's going on around him is pretty exciting. We have Javier Bardem playing this scary ghost pirate who's out to get Johnny Depp or to get Captain Jack Sparrow. So it's exactly what you would expect from a Pirates Caribbean movie. There's lots of special effects. It's beautifully done, but the story's getting pretty lame. There are some of these sword fights. I feel like they recorded one 10 years ago, and we're just seeing the same battle scene over and over again.
Yeah.
If you are a fan of the franchise, though, if you've been watching it from the beginning, you will appreciate Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, because it wraps up a lot of those loose ends. It's also a movie that you can take your kids to. It's rated PG-13. A lot of the stuff in theaters right now, you can't take kids to, but this is one, and it's a franchise that you can share with your kids if you have children. So it's not terrible.
Although,
you can definitely tell that this one is a tired franchise, though.
By this point, they may not be children, right, when they started watching it.
Right,
many years.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the other one, Baywatch, which to me, on the face of it, can't imagine wanting to go see that one. What did you think of the Baywatch movie?
Oh boy, I'll tell you, you're exactly right. You can tell when you look at the trailers, you're like, I hope they got creative because I don't see why I would want to go watch this movie or pay money for it. And it is lame. The thing that kills me about Baywatch, they turned this into a rated R movie, but you have a great cast. You've got Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Zac Efron, Priyanka Chopra, beautiful, very likable actors. You're putting them in bathing suits. It's like, how can you go wrong with this? Well, you can by having horrible writing. Like a movie like this, the most unforgivable thing you can do is make it not funny. And Baywatch is painfully not funny. Even worse, they make it really raunchy. Like this one, with a focus on the action and some tweaked writing, this could have been a solid PG-13 movie, which would be great for Memorial Day weekend. But it's like they didn't have the creativity to do that, so they just made it as dirty as possible.
So it's an R-rated movie, you're saying?
It is rated R. So, and this is the second time we've had another one of these TV send-ups, like Chips recently, where they turned around and just made it really raunchy instead of really paying tribute to the show that it used to be.
Where it's not even that funny. It's just raunchy, and you're wondering why they go there. Is that it?
Exactly. It's like, why bother?
What kind of grade would you give Baywatch as a movie?
I'm giving Baywatch a D. I didn't give a flat-out F only because I do enjoy this cast, and you can tell they're trying their hardest, but it's the material that they were given.
It doesn't work. Julie Fisk with us. Find her at juliesaysso.com. Looking ahead to the summer, I want to touch on Wonder Woman, but I have to tell you, the movie I'm looking forward to is The Mummy, because Tom Cruise, to me, always generally delivers in the movies. Any thoughts on that movie that's coming out in, what, June?
Yes, and one thing that's really interesting about The Mummy is that this is Universal Studios' attempt to relaunch a monster franchise. So The Mummy is actually planned to be like the first in about 5 monster movies that are coming out. So we don't realize this, but back in the early days of Frankenstein, like Universal, they were the kings of monster movies. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to restart that again. So in this one, we have Tom Cruise. We also have Russell Crowe, who is playing Dr. Jekyll, I believe, in this one. So you see they're already kind of setting up another movie along the way.
Right,
I haven't had a chance to see this one. Mm-hmm. Special effects look incredible. Lots of CGI, so fingers crossed that it's going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, to me, he usually hits because it's Tom Cruise. I assume they put all the money behind the movies, but that the last Jack Reacher remake, the second one, was a big flop in my view, just the quality of the movie. But
yes, and you're right. I don't think that Tom Cruise does not have the bang that he used to have. Studios don't put all of the money behind him that they used to, and it's because not all of his movies. People don't go to a movie just because Tom Cruise is in it anymore.
And let's get to one last one. Wonder Woman's coming out, what, next weekend, right?
Yes. Yes, that's opening next weekend. I personally am so excited about this one. If you're not familiar with the woman who plays Wonder Woman, her name is Gal Gadot. Look her up. She's so interesting. She's a mother. She does most of her own stunts. She was a trailer in the Israeli Defense Army. I mean, she's just an incredible individual, and I think a really perfect person to play Wonder Woman.
Can you tell these movies apart, these superhero movies?
I can because I'm a huge fan, and I am especially a fan of the Marvel movies. I'm very excited about Spider-Man coming out in July. So I'm a nerd when it comes to these types of pictures. That said, DC Comics, they have not had success yet, and so to put such an important movie, Wonder Woman, in their hands, I'm really anxious. This is going to be the very first female-focused superhero movie that we've had since 2005. That was when Jennifer Garner played Elektra. So not nearly as important or as iconic as the role of Wonder Woman. And I have 2 little girls. I have a 9-year-old and a 13-year-old who are bouncing off the walls to see this movie. So just, I really hope that they don't disappoint. And I feel like they got the right Wonder Woman in Gal Gadot.
Well, the previous show, I guess, a fair amount of violence. Is that going to be an issue for bringing little girls to a movie like Wonder Woman?
We'll have to see. It's going to be PG-13, and I think that kids who have seen a lot of these superhero movies, they're pretty much always PG-13 now because they want adults and kids alike to be to come and see these movies. And it is. It's based around World War I, so there will be a fair amount of violence. So we'll just have to see. I think that they'll play it safe enough, though, for the whole family to come because they know how important. This is a big deal movie for them.
Yeah, it's summertime, time to get outside, but also time to watch some great movies. Julie Fisk, movie critic Julie Fisk, find her online. Find her. I mean, she's previewing movies all the time and giving you the real lowdown and if they're worth watching. It's juliesaysso.com. JulieSaysSo.com. It's Julie Fisk right here on 1320 WILS. Julie, great to have you. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
If you have any plans to do any barbecuing this weekend, you'll want to stick around because we'll have one of the country's top grill masters right here on 1320 WILS next.